Hey everybody, just a couple quick things before we start this amazing episode where we talk about Lumberjack Man. First two things, sponsors. I forget if we thanked this guy, Colin Campbell, thank you so much for your donation. And new Patreon member this week, Ryan Grivenstein. Thank you so much, man. Your donation was amazing and huge, and I really appreciate it. So both those guys, thank you both so much. Thanks all of our Patreon subscribers. And that's the first part of my announcements today. Patreon members, keep an eye out. By the time this drops, actually, well, not for the Patreon, because they get early access. God damn it. Anyway, this week, Patreon members will be getting a very special limited edition pin set that I'm putting together this week and sending out. So if you aren't a Patreon member yet, you probably won't be able to get one because they are very limited. I think I'll only have like a handful of extras left. So thank you to all those people. This is a thank you and an apology for not getting as many bonus episodes out as we should have. So everyone's getting those for free. So keep an eye out for announcements on that. Second, there is another pin set that will be released to the general public. You will see that dropping in the next couple weeks. I think it's going to be like $4 or $5. So keep an eye out for that. Also, and then some... I've had so much fucking shit to talk about. So we have that. The hats are going to go up at the same time as the pins. I figured I could just put them together so that way people could save on shipping and things like that. And hopefully the store will be up soon. I'm working on doing a new store, new website coming, and new shirt coming very soon. I saw the design today and it is out of control. Super excited for all that stuff. But just one more thing I want to announce, and then I'll shut the fuck up. As you know, we've been a part of Bloody Disgusting, I think, for like a year already. It's been kind of quiet, right? Like, Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network, whatever. So I think I made an announcement on here a while ago that I've been working with them as their network manager, managing the network, looking for talent, things like that, and getting things in place. Well, super happy to announce that yesterday on Monday, so if you're on Patreon and you're getting this early, don't fucking leak this shit. Monday, big announcement at noon, Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network going live with all new shows. We're advertising, we're getting the name out there, and we're ready to take over the world, really. The other shows we've got going on, I'm super stoked to be on this network. So we got us, you got Women in Caskets. These girls have been around, I think probably started around the same time as us. I remember when we started, they were like one of the first shows that we kind of like talked to on Twitter. Super cool, super smart. Then we have homies Jacob and Tab, Test Pattern. Tab, as you know, was on the old network that I used to be on with another show, The Girls in the Back Row. Jacob, fan of our show, so, you know. Actually, they're really awesome people, and they work really hard on the show, which is something I look for. Then we have... And stepping outside the boundaries, I love this wrestling podcast, Virtual Pros. If you like pro wrestling and you like our show, you're going to love Virtual Pros. It's like the same thing. When I heard them, I was like, oh shit. Like the way Joe and I talk, not like industry insider type of stuff, not smarmy, not condescending or anything. That's how these guys are. And they talk about their real life, real situations, but outside of pro wrestling, and they're really cool. So it's called Virtual Pros. And then Forever Midnight, really popular in the horror community. Those guys are fucking awesome and they make incredible merchandise. So check out all those shows. If you go on iTunes and search Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network, we have a provider page. iTunes was gracious enough to help us out and put that together. And yeah, man, we are ready to kick ass. Oh, and download the Bloody Disgusting app. And all of our shows are on there. So you can check us all out. You can listen to all the shows. And it's a great way to do that. So that's it, guys. So enjoy the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network. I think it's going to be fucking awesome. And the last announcement, I can't even forget. It is confirmed, October 14th, live show, Salem, Massachusetts, salemhorror.com. Buy your tickets in advance. Tickets just to the podcast are $10. But if you pay $20, you get admission to the podcast and the two movies, which are Halloween 3 and Videodrome. It's going to be fucking awesome if Joe can make it. If it can't, it's going to be a fucking disaster. And you'll have a front row seat for it. So it's a win-win for you guys as I sit up there sputtering and probably crying. But hey, whatever. Maybe we'll figure something else out. But guys, anyway, enough. I've been rambling enough. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support. This has been a fucking hell of a ride. I'm really excited to get this network launched and get all this stuff launched. The pins, the new shirt, the hats, they're all going out. So yeah, man, let's have some fun. All right. So guys, enjoy this episode, Lumberjack Man. It was a doozy. All right, guys. So that's enough. Please enjoy Lumberjack Man. Everybody, and welcome to the Horror Show. Show it dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not so favorite horror movies and other horror related events. I'm Sean.
I'm Joe.
Oh, I was trying to think of like a lumberjack pun, but I can't.
Yeah, neither could the people that made this movie.
Oh man, we got Lumberjack Man courtesy of our homie Aubrey Smith. I said to her...
We met Aubrey.
Yes, she's great. I tweeted her. She liked one of my tweets, and I said, "Hey, Aubrey, can't believe you're showing your face around here after making us watch Lumberjack Man." And her response was, basically, "You guys watch Sick, so go fuck yourself."
Yeah, and you chose this. Your choice.
Your choice between three. The other two are perfectly good movies. You know what I like?
We talked about this earlier. I never see your tweets unless I'm added in them. Like, I never see them.
Aubrey is, it is weird. I know.
On Twitter.
Aubrey is, awesome. Aubrey had a good story though. First of all, she saw Sick, rented it from a Blockbuster.
Before our show?
Yes.
Okay.
What I like about Aubrey is, she was like, we were talking about it. She actually watches like shitty movies and likes them. Like that, there's some dedication level to that. Like there's some other horror podcasts that like, they're like, "No movie's bad." Come on. Don't be a jerk.
No, there's bad movies. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, like the one, you know what I'm talking about? Like they're like, "Oh, you can't make money," whatever. But then there's like genuine people like Aubrey who I think might just watch anything and just be like, "Meh. I mean, it's bad, but like, so, I enjoyed my time.
I think I've mentioned this about my wife before.
Oh yeah.
She is 100% like that.
She
like,
is.
Like,
yeah.
There's some movies that are just like fucking terrible. She'll be like, well, it came out in 1986 and I like that year. I'm like, I don't care. It sucks. Like, what?
And I like that year.
That's what she'll, if it came out in the 80s, she likes it. Like, it doesn't matter what it is.
I'm
like,
there's so much bad stuff.
So much. And I've seen so much of it. She's like, well, I still like it. No, you don't. I know you don't. There's no way.
It's weird. But Aubrey, like, she's, like, really into, like, bad movies, which I, like, respect that. Because it's hard.
Yeah,
we've
I mean.
We've been doing it for 2 years.
I thought I was.
This is a Madisonian film. You can tell because of the insane logo at the beginning of the movie with like a phoenix rising and two lions on it. Looks like it was made in 1960. It looks like it was in the video. I want my MTV.
Max Headroom.
Yeah. It's the shittiest graphics I've ever seen. This is a production company by the one and only Michael Madsen.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's Madisonian.
I thought this was After Dark Films. Oh, that's who distributed it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Madsen, this movie has Madsen.
Yep.
This movie has boobs. Lots of them.
Yep.
This movie has gore.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
This movie has a big brooding bad guy.
Yes.
And this movie has like a funny storyline.
Yes.
So, the fact that they fucked this up is almost impressive.
Yes, all of the above.
Because everything I just listed, I enjoy and look for in a movie.
Yeah. Yes.
I would never watch this again.
No, I completely agree. The way, like, even the acting isn't bad, right? Like, I think it's like, what is it? Is it the script? Dude, is it the terrible jokes that kill this? Like,
it's like,
it's so weird.
So the acting is bad, but it's not like. Like, you know in Troll 2 when he's like, no, you're going to get me. Like, that's bad and it's funny. This is just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. Like, a bunch of amateurs. Like, but like, even, I don't know. There's some decent actors in it. The chef was good. I like the chef. He made me laugh.
Chef's fine. Madsen's fine. Like,
of course Madsen's fine. Although Madsen's just playing himself at this point, right? Madsen's playing Madsen playing Dr. Loomis in this.
Is Madsen a good actor? If he's not in a Tarantino movie or a Free Willy movie.
And here's my other question. I need to see a Free Willy movie. I have to see. I want to watch him in some other stuff because I can't really even remember some of his other roles.
Of course not.
But, like, is he now just playing the Kill Bill guy or is he just playing Michael Madsen? And is Michael Madsen the Kill Bill guy? Because, like, dude, he's talking exactly like the guy from Kill Bill.
I think that's what Tarantino does, is that he just makes you play yourself,
yeah,
but he, like, twists it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like that's exactly what, like, he's like, well, like, he's talking exactly like Kill Bill. Like, it's like, well, I'm coming for him, and he's going to get it. Like, you're like, oh, well, that's weird. are you that character right now?
So that's a thing.
But, yeah. So, we open, we'll hop right into Lumberjack Man, eh? This was made in 2015. So all the people that want new movies, here you go. Lumberjack Man. We see Lumberjack Man preparing his weapons in, I guess, like a boiler room at the beginning of the film.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and he also makes two giant pancakes that fade into a girl's breasts.
And some guy goes, look at those flapjacks. Have you ever called a pair of boobs flapjacks?
I have not, and I never will.
Because why?
Because it's just one of the most disgusting descriptions for them.
But, like, yeah, why would that be a thing?
And it was a positive thing. He
wasn't That's what
like,
I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
he wasn't like, ooh, look at those flapjacks. He was like, look at those flapjacks.
Yeah, right. It sounds like it should be an insult.
Yeah.
Not something you'd, like, drool over.
Yeah. Like, and he's, like, referring to big boobs.
Right. Flapjacks. Flat things, like, that you eat. What?
Zero definition to them. Like, it's very strange. Flapjacks. Look at those flapjacks. And, I mean, this is one of those ones where you really, like, again, like,
Wes Craven's writing for teenagers like stands out. It's like so really fucking good. Like you're just like, fuck, that's how teenagers talk, right?
This guy's never been a teenager.
This guy has Jack syndrome. Or no, not Jack syndrome.
Benjamin Button.
He's a Benjamin Button. He hasn't worked his way to teenager yet. He's going to die as an infant, but he's working his way down there. He wrote this as he was 40 and was like, what's a teenager? Because God, there's so much I want to talk about with this movie.
Really?
So yeah, there really is because it's really bad. Dude, the sack of weed that they pull out,
yes.
And it's just black. Nothing. I've never seen weed on screen look worse than that.
And this is 2015.
This is 2015. anyway, so this is like a really over the top. I want to call it like kind of like National Lampoon-ish in what they were going for. I'm not saying it's in that category. But you know, like
you could, those movies are terrible.
Most of them. Yeah. Most of them. You like Van Wilder? I don't think so. Remember when people like didn't go see that in the theater, but then it came out on DVD and then like everyone was like, Van Wilder's the best movie.
Yeah, because it came out when we were about to go to college. Oh. Everyone was like, yeah, we're all going to get laid. It was based on Bert Kreischer.
Yes, who I hate.
I fucking hate him.
I hate him so much. I'll fight Bert Kreischer.
There's no way.
Find me Bert Kreischer. Honestly, find me.
Dude, you tell me when.
Yeah,
I'll be there with you. Dude,
you'll be outside sitting on the fucking, what do they call it? God damn it.
Anyway, fuck Van Wilder.
So this is a really over the top, campy. It's supposed to be a really immature sense of humor. It is a really immature sense of humor, but to a point that to me is just not fun. And granted, I don't like that kind of humor to begin with anymore.
I can't stand it.
Like
what kind?
Any of it. I can't stand like
fart jokes,
boobs. Like, yeah. Like in this vein. I mean, like I'll laugh at farts. Farts make me laugh, but it's gotta be done well. Like I can't just, it's not like, hey, Fred.
That's funny.
Now I'm proving myself wrong. Fuck. Anyway, I just don't like.
But I know
I don't like campy shit.
Like, you know, like the flapjack joke.
Yeah.
Remember in Austin Powers where like for 20 minutes, he's like, look, it's a wang. And like, it just keeps cutting.
Yeah.
That shit sucks.
I hate that. I hate that shit. And I hate those.
It was so funny when you were in eighth grade. But if you're like older and you still find that funny. You're a jerk.
Yeah. And I hated those brothers that make those movies, like Stuck on You.
The Farrelly Brothers?
Yes. I hate basically.
You like Dumb and Dumber?
No, I hate Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. It's fucking stupid as shit. Dude, the Mockingbird scene honestly gives me a fucking headache.
That's the point.
I've never seen a bigger waste of my time.
Come on.
It's so frustrating.
You know, like Something About Mary?
That one is probably their best, but even that one, I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
I like how Stuck on You is your go-to Farrelly Brothers.
Because I think that's the one that infuriated me the most.
Because it sucks.
Dude, their use of prosthetics makes me sick. Dude, it's like Cronenberg level prosthetics.
Like it's like Something About Mary with what's that guy's name?
Yes, dude,
Chris Elliott.
Yes, it's all like, it's all disgusting. They did Kingpin too, right?
Kingpin is, you don't like Kingpin?
I don't like Kingpin.
Come on.
I haven't seen it since I was little, and my dad took me to see it in theaters, which was probably not appropriate.
Big Ern McCracken. Dude, that hair at the end. Come on.
It's just like cheap fucking laughs.
Kingpin's brilliant.
Is that the Farrelly Brothers?
I don't know. It sounds like it should be.
I think it's gotta be. It's a man with a fake hand playing ball and tons of fucking visual gags.
Let's see here.
If it's not, I'd be fucking.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. You can smell a Farrelly Brother movie from a mile away. Is there a fucking
cover
stupid
with
prosthetic?
With Randy Quaid's big stupid head.
Oh my God, an Amish guy. Dude, of course it's the Farrelly Brothers. So stupid.
How do you not like that?
Anyway, so that's what this movie is. Fucking, well, no, it's not, right? It's How not a Farrelly Brother.
Me, Myself, and Irene.
All right. So the plot of this, dude, that movie is so infuriatingly stupid.
It's not.
It's so fucking garbage, dude.
Jim Carrey deserved an Oscar.
Get the fuck. Dude, I have tried watching that. Okay. I talk about this a lot where we didn't have like a lot of DVDs. And late at night, I'd be like, well, I got to watch something. And we didn't have like Netflix or anything. So I'd have to go to this shitty DVD collection that my dad had and pull something out of it. And when I discovered the barber shops, it was like the greatest day of my life. And he owned all of them. And then when he had Me, Myself, and Irene, I have tried watching Me, Myself, and Irene probably between 6 to 10 times.
What is not?
And every time I turn it off because I'm like, this is the most garbage piece of shit I've ever seen.
I don't understand.
Anyway.
You sit through Lumberjack Man.
Lumberjack Man's like 5 stars compared to... No, it's not.
No, what are you saying? I'm kidding.
We talked about Ghost Ship was like all tropes. This is double all tropes. This is like literally a trope fest, Lumberjack Man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, that's what they're going for. But.
Oh yeah. I guess you're right. So I'm not going to continue with that thought. We jump right into this school. It's like a bus for a religious camp. Doug, counselor Doug, camp whatever, owner Doug, creepy guy with a bowl cut running a religious camp who gets really angry and like screams, but then the rest of the time he like talks really softly. Played by the guy that was like on Attack of the Show and stuff like that. He was like this guy. I don't know how he got on this movie. Like, it's really fucking weird. Like, he was always like a news guy for video games.
What was his name?
I forget. Doug's like, I don't even know what to say about this movie, because it's just like, it's just fucking, everything's just a lame setup to more lame jokes. Like, Doug, like, I don't even know. There is one funny, there are like some moments in this that just made me laugh, because they were like on the right path. And that's, I guess, what's frustrating about it. So like, somebody's like, okay, so Doug's like, okay, we have this jar and we're going to put a marble in it every time we do something good. And every time we do something bad, we're going to take the marble out. And if we fill up the jar at the end of the week, we're going to have a pizza party. And this jock in the back just yells, fucking insane. Sounds gay. Which, nope. I'd honestly punch somebody in the face for saying that.
I'm laughing at that because it's so juvenile. Right. And it's 2015 and nobody's yelling that out anyway. Like, no. Nobody's finding that funny.
No. And like, even like, dude, first of all, everyone is on this retreat like voluntarily.
Yes.
And so like they're all, first of all, they're all like 40 anyway, but let's say they are high schoolers. Like, they all went voluntarily and it's a pizza party. Like, no one would say that. No one would say that.
No. Like, why are you going? Like, that's probably the highlight of that trip.
Dude, of course it is. Like, and then, but then Doug responds and he's like, oh, there's nothing homosexual or deviant about this trip. Rule number one. And he's like, speaking of, rule number one, no masturbating, which I laughed at. Just the fact that rule number one on a camping trip is no, rule number one, not like buddy system, not like lights out at night, no jerking off. And the whole bus is like, boo! Like, everyone on the bus starts booing. Like anyone in that age would fucking own up to fessing up to masturbating. Like,
to be fair, if somebody told me there was no masturbating, I'd probably start booing too. Just because it's such a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, I guess you're right. No masturbating. And then rule number two, he's like, no laughing like a liberated woman, which I have no idea what that joke means.
I don't either. This movie sucks.
No laughing like a liberated woman. Michael Madsen pulls up to a general store playing himself. He sees the bus drive by, like, and somehow knows and takes a picture, like, so.
Well, he know because he later reveals that, like, every 30 years this happens.
So he could only have seen it like once.
There's no way he would remember that. Seen it once. How many years was it? Yeah, it is 30 years.
Yeah, it's like 30 years.
Every 30
it's
years 30 to this years. Day.
But like, here's the weird thing. It's they make it seem like he comes out one day every 30 years, but he's out for multiple days in this.
This doesn't take place over one day?
No. Because, no.
No.
I don't think so. We'll figure it out.
I'm not too concerned.
Madsen goes in. He buys a lot of bullets from the general store. And a box of flapjack mix, which we'll learn about soon. Flap? Do you call them flapjacks? No, you're no, you call them,
of course not. Call them flapjacks. Dad would fucking beat the shit out of him.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I want to say flapjack in front of your dad now and just see how I'm angry.
You just be like, just stare, be like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, wouldn't understand.
I think the older you get, the more you're also turning into your dad. Because, like, I feel like if your kid came into the house,
like, if you call him flapjacks, I was like, 100%.
Yeah. I was like, hey,
stop talking like an
you
asshole.
Cooking flapjacks. I feel like you just stare him down. Oh my god, your dad makes me laugh. So he buys flapjack mix. The kids arrive at camp. There's so much bad comedy, I couldn't even write it down. It's not even like funny to joke about because it's like what's a bad joke? You can't make fun of a bad joke.
No, you can't. Like the liberated woman. That's a bad joke.
Right. And I only brought it up because I literally didn't know what it meant.
No, I know. Yeah. And like you can't make fun of that because it just sucks.
It sucks.
It's like,
and that's all. It's just all of this. It's such bad jokes. It's like, and it's, dude, it is like a machine gun.
It's like
of
hanging
bad
out
jokes.
With a kid that we know named like this name sounds like.
It's anyway. They dole out chores to the kids as soon as they get to the camp. And it's like, they're all like religious related. Like, I don't know, like go clean out the Bethlehem stable.
Yeah.
Can you believe Jesus was born in a fucking shack filled with animal shit?
I'm most positive most people were back then.
You know what? Yeah. Like back then it was just more of a detail.
Yeah,
it was just more of painting the picture. But today it's like, he was born in poverty for you. It's like, oh, no, actually back then.
Literally there's no hospitals. Fucking the year one.
And really back then an inn wasn't like people think of it as like a hotel.
It was literally what you just described.
It was like
animals. And
yeah, it's like you parked your animal there and like drank and ate.
Yeah, because that's all you did. Yeah.
That's life.
That's life, yeah.
So there's like a lot of that religious stuff for the chores. Excuse me. We see these two guys flirting with, there are two girls and they ask them to smoke weed. It looks like fucking coffee grounds, honestly. It was insane. Okay. So the next scene is a kill scene.
Yep.
The kills I loved.
So I didn't, because there was nothing like building up to them.
I guess that's okay. So that's what I was just about to say. They felt, I really liked the kills, but they felt empty because you didn't give a shit about anybody.
Exactly. And the thing with this movie is like, whoever shot it, it's well made. Like it looks
well
good. Like it's good to look at. And like the kills are, they're smooth. Like the gore's fine. But like you said, there's no substance to it. So
there's
you just don't
no
give
substance.
A shit.
Yeah, it's so flat. Like everything felt flat to me.
And like if you're going to make a movie called Lumberjack Man,
make it over
the,
like
there should be like extreme kills or using the lumberjack tools. Like,
and I feel like even in a good movie, this would have worked out where I was like, that was insane. But yeah, I guess you're right.
No, it would have.
He murders somebody with a fucking pancake.
But that should be funny.
Yeah, like, and it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was like, I was honestly confused.
Because just saying that is funny. Like, think.
The delivery was like really bad on it.
Like, there's scenes when like people would like walk into the lumberjack man's campground.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, holy shit, those are big pancakes. And they were. And that should be funny.
Yeah.
Because they're huge.
They were the biggest.
We were just like, who gives a fuck? Like, hurry this shit up. It's an hour and 40 minutes.
It's so long. It should be an hour 15, hour 20.
Should be zero.
And we'll learn there are scenes coming up very soon that should be removed completely and save like 10 minutes of our time.
Sure. Yeah.
So speaking of random scenes, but I mean, like these scenes are cool because you get a kill out of them, but they're so unnecessary. We meet the bus driver, the sole purpose to murder him. Because we meet the bus driver who tells Doug to go fuck himself. He's like, fuck you, Doug! And like flipping him off.
Well, that was very nice.
Yeah. And so it's really weird in that sense. And the bus driver, we watch him driving. The bus driver's just driving away. And then he picks up two prostitutes who, like, you're like, oh, he's just picking up prostitutes in the woods. That still makes no sense. But instead they're like, why'd you leave us here for so long? So he was like carrying around prostitutes and then like dropped them off in the woods and was like, hey, I got to drive these church kids around. Yeah. Came back and picked them up. It was honestly insane.
And they have sex. Yes. Kind of.
And the girls are playing on their phone. That made me laugh. The girl, well, no, it didn't.
Because it didn't make me laugh. Because they're talking. They're not saying
I wanted
funny.
It to make me laugh. Like yeah. I think that's what the problem with this movie is. Like the whole time I was willing. I was willing to buy into Lumberjack.
Completely.
I was ready. To do it. Like, even that scene, I was like, they're playing on their phones while having sex. I get it.
Yeah, but, like, they weren't doing anything funny
no,
about it. Like,
no. And then a lumberjack man comes in. We get our first kill. The girls are riding him.
Are they riding?
Both ways.
Yeah,
one's on his
face. Yeah.
Which I don't want to talk about, really. It's fucking gross. And the other one's riding his erection. And then Lumberjack Man comes in and cuts off their heads and also somehow simultaneously explodes the windows out of the bus, like as if a bomb went off.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck just happened? And then it cuts to inside and he just cut off their heads. So I'm not sure what that was. It was very strange. And we also see that the Lumberjack Man outside is carrying a cart, like a fucking push cart.
Yeah.
With the biggest pancakes in the world. Like, what size are they? Like, a table?
Like this table?
Yeah, like a card table, kind of? Yeah. Sure. They're huge. They're big. And he's just carrying them on a cart. And he leaves it outside. And blood is getting on them. And it looks like syrup.
Of course.
So why does he want blood on his pancakes? Is that the message I'm getting? Because, like, it seemed like he kept trying to put blood on the pancakes.
Does Madison explain it later?
I don't think so.
Me neither. So I don't know.
Oh, well, he can't eat syrup, as we learned.
So that's he's allergic syrup. To- Yeah, but see, the concept is really funny.
But they never tell you. They never explain it to you. Like, it's so overshadowed. Like at the end of the movie, Madsen's like, yeah, I figured out his weakness.
Well, I mean,
it's syrup.
You telling me that a killer named Lumberjack Man that's allergic to syrup is funny because it's stupid, but it's not funny enough to make an hour and 40 minute out of it.
So he chops off the girls' heads and then the guy stands up and is like, what the fuck? And he gets a spike through the chin, through the roof of the bus.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Not a terrible kill.
And somehow that blood from inside the bus gets all over the pancakes outside.
And Lumberjack Man is huge, like huge.
Enormous. I don't know who the actor is, but he's probably on stilts.
Yeah.
Speaking of stilts, when we went to Wizard World, I just have to say this. There was a lot of cosplayers there.
Yep.
And there was a man. I went to the bathroom and there was a man on stilts in a stall using the bathroom. And like he was like 4 feet over the stall. And I was like,
that's- Wait, he wasn't peeing in the urinal?
No. He was in a stall.
I'd be so mad if I was taking a shit.
I think he was about to. Well, here's
imagine taking a shit and you look up and there's some jerk on stilts looking down at you.
So I was at the urinal, right? And the stalls were behind me. And I could, first of all, you could hear like the clink, clink, clink of like all the mechanisms. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And I could see it out of the corner of my eye. Like I looked briefly and I was like, oh my God. Like this dude's head is like touching the ceiling. Like he's looking at me pissing. And at a bird's eye view. And then I was like, oh, you know what? He's probably like in the body. That's what I was thinking. He's in the body. And the head is just bobbing over. And then as I'm leaving, I just see him looking at me. It's his head. It's not a mask. It's his head. The mask is off now. And it's just his head staring at me. Okay. And he's in the air on stilts. What was he going to do? Take a pee or poop? Well, why and how's he going to get down?
I like that you're asking me that.
Anyway, I don't know why I'm just thinking about this today, too.
Take a pee or a poop.
A one or a two. The girls are cleaning up. They catch this kid, Ernie, drawing pictures of them naked, which again, it could have made me laugh, but it was just so stupid. Like, because his drawings were so stupid. That could have been funny, I guess.
I just remembered that we were coming up on a nude scene, which I'm
so excited.
Are we there? I'll just wait. I'll just wait till we get there.
Yeah, just wait. We're so close. Meanwhile, our two bros, our two main bros.
I hate these guys.
And so they start smoking this shitty dirt weed. Just dirt. Not even dirt weed. It's just dirt. It's just black. And they make this decent basketball joke comparing themselves to Michael Jordan. And then the nerdier one is I'm Jordan. And the jock's oh man, you always get to be Jordan, which I was just take it from him. You're twice his size. He's an idiot. Just beat the shit out of him. And then they reference Luke Longley. And I'm that's a fucking solid joke. But why is that over that joke that would go over everybody's head in this movie that's piss, poop, boobs? It made no sense. The guys, the ranch hand that they're supposed to be working for finds him. It's where'd you get this pussy ass weed? And he smokes and it. He smokes it. And then starts hallucinating. He's on the heaviest dose of psychedelics of all time, to the point where these two kids.
It's funny that in 2015, they're still making that joke about marijuana.
Right. Marijuana makes you see purple. A literal purple haze.
Marijuana does anything other than make you talk less and fall asleep.
And these guys are we got to get out of here. And they're let them smoke it. So they let this guy, I keep burping, I'm sorry. They let this guy smoke the weed. And then they build shit versions of themselves out of the manure in the ranch. And put their clothes on it. And this guy is so high, he thinks it's them. And he's like, oh yeah, you guys are doing good work. And then he's also so high that lumberjack man comes in and kills him.
Yeah.
Because he thinks it's his girlfriend from Mexico.
Of course he does.
And he rips off his head. The two jocks are, this is where you get your scene. The two jocks are running away with no clothes on. And they end up at the female counselor's cabin.
Yep.
And they are watching her through a window.
Yes. And this is a typical, like Porky's.
Right.
Spying in.
Sexual assault.
100%. Some girl is getting naked and then lathering herself up with the most lotion you've ever seen. And, normally I would like that. But this lasts for 8 straight minutes.
Not only does it last so long, it's not like the typical the horror show exaggeration of something lasting so long.
This is
it
so
comes
long.
To points where you're like, oh, that's the end, and then
she rolls over and just pours more lotion on her. Yeah. Which again, that could be a funny gag.
It was so insane,
but it wasn't.
But it wasn't a gag because there's a scene later that does the same thing. Yes. There's a food fight where you think it's wrapping.
Yes.
up. You think it's wrapping up, and then more kids run in. And you're like, what the fuck is happening?
And you're not having fun at all during the first run.
No.
I texted you last night. I was like, there's a nude scene that I didn't think I could ever hate. And I hate this so much.
Also, I hated when she poured the entire. So the counselor is just naked rubbing oil over. But the point where I was like, oh, it's ending. She rolls over and grabs the lotion, takes off. We watch her unscrew the cap naked and then pours the entire bottle of lotion on her. The entire, a gallon of lotion is on her chest. And then she draws the cross on her. It's fucking weird and gross.
Yeah.
It was so gross.
one.
It was so gross. And it was all in slow motion. Oh, my God. It was so gross. The kids run away because Doug shows up, and they just run away. And Doug looks in the window, and of course
he gets caught.
She's like, ah! Why wouldn't you call the police?
Unique gag there, movie makers.
Yeah, we haven't seen that one before. We finally see Madsen again. He's made his way to the police department at this point. Madsen is moving slower than shit. He doesn't show up to the camp till like three quarters in.
Why is he going to the police?
Dude, he goes to the police to be like, evacuate the town. They're like, no.
Rightfully so.
Right. And he's like, okay. Yeah. And he splits.
Well, he tells them, he's like, this murder happens every 30 years to the day.
All right. Here's the other thing. His name is Peter Shirtcliffe. Is that a play on words?
Of what?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Peter Shirtcliffe?
Dude, listen to that name. That name is fucking
stupid. Well, no, it's stupid as shit.
But, like, he keeps saying it like, Peter Shirtcliffe.
Peter Shirtcliffe.
Like, I don't think it is.
No, it's not. Shirtcliffe?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, so this is one day. Mass murderers committed every 30 years on that Tuesday, Madsen says. Yeah. Then tells the police they're both going to die, which if I were a police officer, I'd probably arrest them immediately. And they keep doing this bit with Madsen where he says things like, you don't know what breakfast is. And then he tells the cops, you don't know what meatloaf is. And I don't understand the bit. And it ends. No, the movie ends on that bit.
There's so many lumberjack terms that you could, like, just be making puns of.
Right. Why isn't there more lumberjack humor? Why isn't the lumberjack wearing flannel?
Why isn't he wearing flannel? This movie's bullshit.
He's not even a lumberjack. He just makes pancakes. Oh, wait. No, he might be a lumberjack with a good pancake recipe.
I mean, that is true.
They didn't really play up the pancake. Or they didn't really play the lumberjack.
Could use those real big saws that two people have to use. They use that. Did they?
They use it once. The kid that runs through it. Or no, Doug runs
through it. Oh, I forgot.
The most ineffective use of that saw. There could be so many cool things. Because the lumberjack man's enormous. He could use that on one. He could himself.
You play a song?
Dude, I wish Lumberjack Man had a mouth harp. I wish Lumberjack Man was just Snoopy's stupid cousin.
Wait, Spike?
What? Spike. I remember when I was a kid and I saw the mouth harp, I was like, what the fuck is this idiot dog playing?
I would still ask that if I ever saw a mouth harp. You're right.
If I saw a mouth harp in person, I'd 100% say that.
In those words, what the fuck is this idiot playing?
The guy would be like, hey, doing this for free. Doing this for my enjoyment. I'm doing this in the privacy of my own home. I'm just outside the window. Who are you? What are you doing in my lawn? Oh my God, that's so funny.
Way funnier than the lumberjack.
Oh
man.
My God. Honestly.
I would watch some guy play mouth harp while you stand outside this house.
Saying derogatory things.
This guy sucks.
But not like really bad. He's like, hey, what's this idiot doing? Hey, check this out. Check this idiot out. Put some weird thing in his mouth.
Yeah.
It's not a harmonica. Something else. Twangs. Snoopy's cousin played it. Yeah, Spike. All right.
Do we have to get back to
it? Yeah, there's people having sex. Yes. We do have to get back to it because fucking Ernie, the pervert's in the woods again and finds these girls in the skinny dipping. And Ernie squeezes, he's holding a banana watching them. It's like, and squeezes the banana. This shot alone, like, here's what actually kind of pisses me off about this movie. There's so many independent movies out there, like Murder Party, which, like, I wish they got thrown like a few more bucks to maybe make that the way they wanted it. Like, I'm sure they had to cut things out and do things to make it in their budget. They had $0 for their budget.
Yep.
And then a movie like this spent more money than probably Murder Party costs altogether putting together. And it's a really, like, it's good. Like, it's not bad CGI at all or anything. But a computer it's like an aerial view of the banana shooting up. And, like, it comes to the screen and then, like, falls down into the kid's peanut butter in his hand. And it's like this, like, they use special effects.
Yeah.
For this throwaway joke.
Which wasn't very funny.
No. Not at all. I mean, it's not at all funny. But, like, that was really tough for me to watch because I was just like, dude, that scene alone costs more than Murder Party.
Yeah.
And
no, I'm with you.
That's, like, bullshit. That's bullshit. Plain and simple, it's bullshit. Oh, and then Lumberjack Man cuts a tree down and it kills Ernie. This movie is... It splattered the smallest amount of blood on his pancakes. It was such a waste. It was such a waste of an Ernie.
Yeah, and instead of... a waste of an Ernie. Instead of using that banana CGI, like, buy more blood. Like, make more blood splatter.
Yeah.
This was one of the...
Or hire a writer.
There you go. This is one of the 8 films to die for.
It is. It was. They do it every year.
Yeah, I remember when they first did it because we were in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a big deal.
It was.
I think the kid Ryder Strong,
yes,
has something to do with it with one of the movies.
Oh, really?
I think so. I don't know.
Well, my wife knew about it. And she wasn't like tuned in, and she was like, "Oh yeah, I know that."
Yeah, 2006, The Abandoned, The Hamiltons, Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror,
and now they just put out fucking whatever they can find.
Frontiers.
Frontiers was one.
Yeah.
With the S in the parentheses?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
2007.
Wow. Lake so they actually like curated.
Yeah.
Because I think now it's kind of bullshit. I don't know. I haven't watched any of the recent ones. There's like Rekill.
So they stopped after 2009 and then started up again in 2011.
Oh.
And now they just make originals.
Oh. Well, this.
So there you go.
I just said the same thing you did. So Ernie's dead. Not that it matters because you don't know who Ernie is. You met him in a throwaway scene, right? But yeah. He's in the movie and he dies and you're expected to do something. We meet some girls. Like we haven't used a character's name yet except Doug. But there's another girl named Faith who's our main character who you don't even need to know until later because she doesn't really say shit. Until the end.
Right.
Right. So Faith and these two girls are walking around, I guess, doing nothing. And one girl who you haven't seen the entire movie is now with them and is like, oh, I just want to smoke some marijuana. Right. She just wants marijuana. And this other girl who's supposed to be playing like the prude is like, what is marijuana? She's not reading it. The girl just said marijuana.
That is a great point. Why would you think is
if you're marijuana? She's like, what is marijuana? Like, kidding me?
That's a great point. Are
you fucking kidding me? How could you write that in a script?
Why would she not just repeat what that person
said? You'd have to be a fucking idiot. You'd have to be a fucking idiot to write that in a script. I'm sorry. That honestly was almost like the last straw for me. Like, I was almost like,
I can tell you, I remember checking out at this point. Like, I'm just like laying on my couch, like, I'm not going to take much notes here.
Well, we see two people having sex, and the guy goes, well, that was interesting. Might be the best joke in the fucking thing. And I don't think it was a joke. The girl says, go get some cigarettes because she's having a Nick fit.
She's really nasty to him, right?
Well, she sees some giant. I don't know. They see the giant pancakes and they're like, whoa, those are some big fucking pancakes.
Yep.
And then the lumberjack man squeezes his neck really hard. And I guess he dies.
Yeah. Then he twists her up into a big pancake.
Yeah. Well, first she stands up and she's like, hey, did you get my cigarette? She doesn't see anyone. She just like hears a creak in the woods. And she's like, hey, did you get my cigarettes? She doesn't hear anything. So she's like, you have a small dick and you suck and you're a piece of shit and I hate your guts. I was like, well, charming. Charming young lady. And thankfully, Lumberjack Man throws his head the boyfriend's head at her and then just turns her into a table.
Twists her arms back.
Dude, he like bends her. And honestly, frankly, it didn't look that uncomfortable. I mean, can't do it, but.
There should have been bones snapping, popping out.
Yeah, there should have been blood everywhere. And then he puts.
She's not in that much pain. She's like, what are you doing?
Screaming.
Well,
dude, it doesn't matter because this scene doesn't make any sense. So he contorts her, right? This scene is so weird. And then he goes and grabs a blanket and puts it on her as she's like, help me.
He's going to make like a pig in a blanket joke. At least some kind of breakfast humor.
Dude, it looks like he's setting up a table.
Mm-hmm.
She's the table.
Mm-hmm.
So then she's just screaming, help me the whole time. And he grabs a pancake and he's about to like put it, or he does put it down. And he like goes and grabs a spatula. And then he like kind of gets like frustrated. I don't know why. And then he like takes the pancake off and then just picks her up like a basketball and just throws her like 30 yards into a tree, killing her. It was like the biggest waste of why even do the.
Yeah. I mean,
the blanket thing. I didn't understand.
Or the table thing.
I don't understand.
Any of it. Just pick her up and throw her in a tree.
Kill her.
Yeah. Agreed.
Why were you using a person as a table? You have a cart that you're eating off of the entire movie.
Oh, I completely
agree. Why am I pretending like this makes sense? Let's see. There's the food fights next where these kids just start food fighting and it's painful. It is one of the most painful attempts at like trying. It started with the main girl Faith and the dweebier guy of the two bros. And it's at first I was going to write like, this is the corniest like meet cute of all time. Like, let's run around the kitchen. And then it's literally followed by like 30 kids walking in and being like, oh, food fight.
Yeah.
And they food fight for 15 minutes straight, just throwing food at each other.
Yeah. This is the scene you're saying would make this movie shorter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just cut it out.
Yeah.
You literally don't need it. Cause it's not like they meet.
Like in Animal House, the food fight scene,
yeah,
has to do because you know this the jocks and the preppies against like the slobs. This doesn't set up anything,
dude. I just got so confused. So in the next scene,
yep,
we're running out of time too. In the next scene, we cut to the police,
the police station,
and LJ. I started. Abbreviating LJ man, lumberjack man, shows up.
Yep. Puts an axe in the woman cop's back.
Dude, I just realized, how does this happen? Okay, so the woman cop finds him, unloads like 75 bullets in him somehow.
And then throws the softest things at him.
Yeah, and then lumberjack puts an axe in her back.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody, they throw
It was like coffee.
Oh, no, it was syrup.
Syrup.
Yeah, but it's like in a container that you would never see syrup in. It was like in a fucking vase.
Yes.
That's why it was so confusing.
Because my first thought was, he's like the Wicked Witch. Like,
water. That's what I thought.
But no, it's syrup. Yeah.
And she takes an axe to the back and like pulls it out herself. How does she end up at the camp later? She just took a fucking axe to her spine.
Oh, I'm aware. I mean,
and then she's at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. And again, like this movie, like the kills have like really good pacing and there's like the kills are decent. It's just like, I don't know. It's just like the writing.
What has good pacing?
The kills.
Okay. Not this movie.
No.
Okay.
No, the movie pacing is awful. I'm saying like the kills, like you get a lot of kills, like because they kill everybody.
Right.
They kill every character you're introduced to in like a matter of minutes, which is why you don't care for any of them. But like the kills are spread out like nicely, but you just don't give a shit about any of them. It's so weird. Fucking weird. So another scene that lasts entirely too long. And makes no sense. And it does nothing for the movie. And it's not funny. The jock brings wine coolers to these two girls, Which, first of all, he tells him it's non-alcoholic, which is rape.
Is he dressed as Jesus?
Yes, he is dressed as later. He, like, during this, because we get a 10-minute montage of them partying, and it is the shittiest Euro club song from, like, early 2000s. Oh, yeah. And he's just, they're drinking wine coolers to this song, and they're using, like, bar mitzvah saxophones as, like, he's, like, pretending it's his dick, and, like, going like thrusting and then pretending stuffed animal squirrels are his dick and thrusting. It's like, does that a bunch of times. And then he's dressed as Jesus and shows the girls his dick. It's the shittiest scene. And it lasts so long.
Yeah.
Until Lumberjack Man comes through a wall.
Looks like the Kool-Aid Man. if he said, oh yeah. I'd be okay with the movie. Just that one scene, I would be okay with it.
I think I would too. Why not make him talk?
I don't know.
Why not? Like, that's what the thing. Go nuts with it.
Because doesn't he make like a whimpering sound at the end?
I didn't hear that, but.
Maybe I was.
I mean, I wasn't paying a lot of attention.
I wasn't either.
The girls get away. Lumberjack Man smashes this guy's head into the wall. See, that's the funny part about this, right? Like, we can't even explain to the audience who these people are. Because they don't mean anything to us.
They show up.
They mean nothing to us. Like, this guy is, like, the main jock. I don't know what his name is. And it doesn't matter. Because he's dead.
This is why we appreciate good movies, like The Fly Return of the Living Dead so much more. Because, just taking the time to do something, like anything, right? It's like,
just use your fucking
head. It's so nice.
Now, here's the thing. Could we write a movie?
No, but we don't. Like
we don't try.
Like, we don't try to.
Yeah, I guess that's it, right? Like,
yeah.
Practice.
Yeah, or like, if you and I were like, let's see what it's worth. And then, like, the first shooting comes out like this. We would both be like, no, like we can't show people this.
Or I guess like, here's the other thing. You rewrite the script and you start shopping it around and everyone's like, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. Then you're like, okay, I'm going to keep practicing.
Sure.
Right.
Or give up.
Give up your dream.
Yeah.
You have it there, folks. From God's lips to your ears via Joe. what else we got here? I'm sorry, I forgot where I was. The girls run away. One of them gets stuck in a rabbit trap.
Yeah.
That we've discussed in the past. That was something.
So what's it called? A snare trap?
Yep. And Lumberjack Man, like, again, even when they do a lumberjack thing, it's not highlighted enough. Because I don't know what he does in this scene, but it looked like he used one of those pegs that you put into a maple tree to get syrup out of.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. But like, they don't even like highlight it. Like, he literally just stabs her with it and then like walks away. And that's the scene.
Yeah.
You don't like, not a lingering shot, not like nothing cool about it.
Like, they could have
that fucking blood should have like just like exploded out of her.
They could have made a movie where, like, you know, like Friday the 13th, kids from the camp are going missing and they're found like with their blood drained because he's using that peg.
Yeah.
Pouring out his pancakes. I mean, come on.
And I don't understand. Here's the other thing. A grown man like wrote this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like, that's the weird part to me. Like, a man wrote it. Like, it was like, this is so funny.
Right.
And that's a problem.
Sure.
Guy should probably be arrested.
Yeah, this one, boobs.
Huh?
I just wanted to see some boobs.
Yeah. He catches the other girl that ran away and breaks her face with a pancake. Which I don't.
Yeah.
Softest things in the world. And he like murders her with. It's like one of the most gruesome scenes in the movie. And he's hitting her with a pancake.
And we know they're soft because he wrapped a girl up in one.
Yes, correct. He kills her with a flapjack, man. Well, at this point, Madsen finally makes it to the fucking camp that he's been trying to get there to.
It's almost dawn of the next day. Lumberjack Man will be gone.
And he's finally making it to a camp that's like, he's asked for directions and they're like, oh yeah, you just take a right up here and then you're next left.
Literally walk there.
He tells everyone at the camp they're sitting over a sinkhole of hell. And no one listens to him. But he tells us the story of Lumberjack Man, finally, which is neat. And it's animated, which is actually cool.
Sure.
And we learned Lumberjack's man is Jebediah Easter Day. But, yeah, he invites a guy in before Lent, the day before Lent, offers him some pancakes. That man kills Lumberjack Man, Jebediah Easter Day, kills him in syrup, drowns him in syrup, yeah. And then steals his flapjack recipe. And he's the guy who everybody's flapjack loves, the box that Madsen bought earlier. So that's the big reveal.
Sure.
Oh my God. The funniest thing, this is actually the funniest part of the movie.
Is it when that girl's like, that was my grandfather?
No.
First of all, I don't know. Who's that girl?
Faith.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Gives a shit. Second, why would she, like, whatever.
What?
Like, why wouldn't she put that together before?
I don't know.
It's like the very end. She's like, yeah, you did this for my grandpa.
But the best part, though, is that, like, they're like, get this guy out of here. Because Madsen's, like, screaming this in front of the whole camp. And Doug's like, get this guy out of here. And they're dragging Madsen out. And for some reason, he's screaming. And, like, it's kind of, like, in the background. But you hear Madsen yell, he found the recipe in the ass of an ocelot.
Yeah, I wrote that down as well.
That was the funniest thing I've ever heard. And, he repeats it again. He's like, the ass of an ocelot.
I didn't even smile.
First of all.
I didn't even smile.
I laughed so hard. That's the dumbest thing. And you know Madsen was like, let me ad-lib some funny stuff.
No, see, that's funny.
Yeah. Dude, that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, there's A, no way that was in the script. Madsen just said that and was like, you can't cut that to the director. And the guy was like, all right. It's not really my sense of humor. Dude, can you imagine the director of Madsen butting heads on bad jokes?
Yes, I can.
Like on the set, like having fights. Oh God, I hope that I gotta talk to these guys. The next scene, I thought Lumberjack Man killed that cop Shep, but Shep's later in another scene.
Yep.
So I don't know who he kills here. He kills a man. Why are you bleeding?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I felt, dude, I literally felt like something was running down my leg. I was that's weird. And I just looked down and there's blood.
How much?
Not, it's like a little scratch. It's not, I wiped it all off. It was just,
that's weird. So the next morning they have pancakes. The chef makes some pancakes. And they, Doug picks up a bloody pancake and it's Ernie's face. And Lumberjack Man shows up and just kicks down the door. Wait, by the way, again, when next
that guy
morning.
When did that guy make morning, the worst joke I've ever heard? He was like, you want to bang Doug? Oh, you want to bang Doug?
I don't know, because I didn't write it down because it was offensive.
Why is that in there?
I don't know. Ugh. That character, it's a...
offensive.
It's like a stereotypical gay character that they do not introduce to you and they just use for that. Like... when the jock says gay on the bus, he slaps him.
Yeah.
And then when this happens, when a girl, one of the girls is like, I want to slay with Doug. She announces it to the camp for no reason. And then this gay character.
It's like his only line.
It's his only line. And he's like, I haven't even banged Doug. And that's it. And it's, why is it even in there? I don't need it. It's a fucking, anyone could have said that.
Agreed.
Literally anyone.
Could have been the girl that she said it to.
It could have been Doug.
That would have been funny.
Yeah. If Doug says, I don't even want to fuck Doug.
Yes.
Come on.
I agree.
Fuck. Assholes. Anyway, Lumberjack Man's there. The next day, again, remember, so it's not the one Tuesday. It's just every day. Doug's screaming like the Ghostbusters siren. It's like... and he runs away. Lumberjack Man kills everyone. Cuts a stoner's arms off. Cuts his heads off. He's just massacring the camp. And the counselors are hiding in this door. And Doug's being a fucking asshole. Like keeping the door locked while he's murdering everyone. Lumberjack Man rips out that girl's implants.
Yep.
And then... somehow kills a guy with him. he throws him and the guy slips and then his knife kills him.
No, that's funny.
No, it's not. He Lumberjack Man somehow gets through the door, though. The chef and the two kids escape. The two kids being no one you know.
Of course.
It's Faith and the nerdy guy who they had a romantic interest just within the food fight and nothing ever explained after that. And then Faith is for some reason like, he's like, go. He could easily just run away. I mean, I hate this movie. He's holding up a garage door and they all get through and Faith's like, come on. And he's like, I know. Why not? And then Lumberjack Man gets him and Faith is like, holy shit. Like as if they've been lovers for like centuries.
Right.
And the chef's like, come on, we gotta go. The chef's the best character in this. It's so weird. Dude, this is the wrap up and it takes forever. This is the conclusion and it lasts so fucking long. It's so insane. So the girl and the chef are running. Madsen, don't know where he is. Don't know where Doug is. They were all in the same room moments ago, yeah. And now they're nowhere to be found. They hole up in this shitty barn, and then Madsen just walks in and is like, hey, shut up. They're like not talking. Hey, shut up, you guys. And he reveals that the syrup is what kills him.
Yeah.
Now.
Not before, while he's killing everybody. Yeah.
And then Doug pops out of the other side of the barn and is like, what you doing? Shut the fuck up. And he's just screaming at the top of his lung about them shutting up. And he's like, I'm getting out of here. He's going to kill you. He's not going to kill me. And he starts running and then runs through one of those two people saws that is somehow wedged between two trees. And then Doug's legs keep running as Doug's body is cut.
So stupid.
And in the air. And his little legs just run. Oh, my God. Speaking of that. Oh, no. That was our last episode. I wanted to talk about something on Ghost Ship that I forgot about.
When they got chopped, but, like, their body parts were
still. Yeah. Running. And the one of the stupidest things, though, in that scene, like, because I actually like that scene, like I said, was when you see one of the women who was cut in half at the waist. Like reaching over for her legs, like as if she was reaching, like she was like going to slide them back.
Yes. Yes.
She's like, give me those back.
And she did not even look phased or in pain.
Yes. No. Like she looked totally fine.
Like it happened before.
Yeah. The chef and Madsen have this like super long conversation about smart cars. That is so non-topical because like the chef's like, don't you have a car? And Madsen's like, whoa. And I was like, is this a joke because the chef's black? Like, I thought it was like going to be a racist joke. And I was like, please don't do this right now. And then I was like, oh, wait, is this a joke because he's fat and can't? Because we saw Madsen's car was a smart car earlier. And I was like, is this going to be a joke because he's fat and he can't fit in the car? And the joke is just that he owns a smart car. And it goes on for, it's a 5-minute observational bit where then the chef's like, oh yeah, I get it. No, get in the fucking car.
Right.
I'll just lay on the hood and you drive. I don't care. And this is like at the end and they have this conversation that disrupts the entire flow.
Because Lumberjack Man's already like fucking shit up.
Yeah.
So it should be concluding. Like Doug just died. And then we're going to have this conversation just to take you out of it.
Yeah. And Faith is like on the move. Faith's like, let's go kill him.
Yeah.
And it's like got a giant chainsaw. And then they have this conversation.
Insane.
It's frustrating at best.
Agreed.
It's frustrating. Great word. And then Chef and Faith are together again. It just makes, and Madsen just keeps leaving and showing back up.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
He's not doing anything.
It's like to make jokes. Like the writer's like, oh, wait, I need Madsen to make this joke. And then he runs back. And he's like, but then I'll come back at the conclusion. And somehow Faith is now just in her underwear. And like, I don't know how she lost all of her clothes, but she lost them all. And she's fighting Lumberjack Man. And she's like, hey, I'm the granddaughter.
There's no way she knows that.
And the Lumberjack Man is just kicking Faith's ass, like beating the shit out of her. And that's it, man. And How do they even kill him? They like
with the syrup. Yeah, they shoot syrup on him, right? I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I know she like stabs him with something. I don't know. Obviously, it was syrup that killed him.
All I can think about in my head is like the two of them. There's like a bright light in the background.
Well, that's because in the next scene, they're like, oh, man, thank God that's over. And then they hear something and then they're like, oh, shit. And I thought Lumberjack Man was waking up. And then the barn just explodes like a bomb went off.
Honestly, I don't know how they killed Lumberjack.
I think they like stab him with a syrup dart.
Sure.
Like, again, there's some, like cool things you could have done. Like when Madsen shows up and shoots Lumberjack Man to save Faith, like it's like right before Faith kills him. I was like, oh shit, he's going to have shotgun bullets filled with syrup.
Why not? Like a silver bullet.
Dude, right?
Yeah.
And that's not what happened. Because nah. And then Lumberjack's not fazed by the bullets, which Madsen knows, but shot him anyway.
Dude, the name Lumberjack Man is fantastic.
It's so good.
This movie's frustrating.
And then a guy in a pickup truck picks up our lost souls, and now the female cop's with him. And the guy's like, hey, he just found a bunch of bloody people. He's like, oh, what happened to you guys? And they're like, church camp. He's like, oh, I figured. He's like, hey, you guys want some pancakes? I got a good place up the road.
Yeah.
And then we get the classic joke. You don't know what pancakes is.
Me neither, Madsen. Yeah. Apparently.
Well, no, Faith says it the last time. She's getting, and then like, I think like Madsen finishes it. It doesn't matter.
Remember when Cartman had Faith plus one?
Honestly, I just wanted to just turn off the recorder right there and just end the episode like that. Because I just got so flustered.
He did. Like, he like turned his head away.
I was like ready to just leave, like pack up my shit and leave. It's just a really frustrating movie because, like we said, there's moments that are good. There's moments that could have been good.
Okay.
And the delivery just didn't work, man. Like, it didn't deliver on anything, especially a lumberjack. There's no lumberjack in this.
No, there's not.
Theoretically, there is. They told a story about a lumberjack that died and came back as a lumberjack man.
Right, right, right.
But he's not a lumberjack.
It doesn't even does nothing, wear any flannel.
What is he wearing? What is he wearing?
What is he
bark? Wearing? Bark? He's got a bark mask. We didn't even talk about what he looked like.
Under the mask? We don't see under the mask.
No.
Which is also
that's a for the out. Sequel.
Would you watch
like
it?
You know.
Would you watch the sequel?
No.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe. I would. It'd probably be better. No.
Directed by the same guy?
No. Well, yeah, I guess he would definitely ask for creative control. Yeah, so. That's that. Okay, so. I actually meant to do this before we talked about this. My bad. We're going to do... Paul is coming on the show. Hopefully he doesn't fuck this up. Like, honestly. Honestly, I hope he doesn't fuck this up. All right. So we're going to do.
I just got so annoyed. He's like, yeah, I'm sick that day. And he's just going to stare at me. I'm like, so are you coming? And he'll just lean closer and be like, yeah, I'm going to be sick that day. And it'll just go on like that for like an hour. And I'll have no answer for you.
So we're going to do Splatter Summer, Summer of Splatter. I'll come up with something funnier. No, I won't. I'll just use it. Go with it. Splatter Summer. Summer Splatter. Maybe that's what I'll call it.
The both things together?
And I'll come up with something better later. Underneath it, like subtitle.
Yeah, good.
Colon, I'll come up with something better. first movie that we're going to do with Paul. Sorority Babes in the Slime Bowl, Bolarama. Definitely confirmed. That by our homie Faisal Shan Mohammed. Next up for Splatter, Tourist Trap.
I can't wait.
From Melissa, Batgirl, Dre's fiance. I think they're engaged. I don't know. Ooh. Dre just put you on the spot. Imagine if he was like proposing that day. It was like,
yeah, you should probably edit this part out.
Next up after that, sorry, this is where I didn't pick them out in advance. Oh, Street Trash.
Yes, never seen
from it. Tiffany. I don't know how to say her last name. Sousa.
Tiffany S.
Tiffany S. And then for our final one, I'll let you pick here.
Okay. What is the shittiest one?
What is? Read them to me in order from best to shittiest.
And then choose the shittiest.
And I think that these are kind of splatter. I don't know the first one really, but it sounds like a splatter. Gutter Balls?
Never heard of it.
Bad Taste.
Okay.
Is that splatter? Not really.
Yes.
It's kind of like
yes.
Schlocky, right?
Primitive.
Yeah, primitive. Or Hobo with a Shotgun. I want to do Bad Taste, kind of. But wait, let me look up Gutter Balls.
You don't.
I don't want to do it. It's too primitive. Gutter Balls.
I just recently watched it.
Dude, what year was this made? What the fuck is this? Dude, this is 2008, and this has the spelling of this spells Lumberjack Man all over again. But look at that poster. They have a poster.
Oh, it's Maniac.
That mimics Maniac.
All right, we have to do
but
it.
But he's got bowling pins in his hands that he's murdering people.
We have to do it.
Joe, it was made in 2008, Joe.
Yeah, and there's a sequel called Gutter Balls 2, Balls Deep.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a big... Dude, how do you not like... I just watched this shitty movie called Lumberjack Man that would have loved these jokes.
Because the poster for Gutter Balls 2 is a bowling pin between two boobs.
Well, Joe, we're not doing that.
No. Yes, we are.
No, we're not doing Gutter Balls.
But Sean... That's fucking funny.
Paul's gonna be so mad. Paul's gonna be furious.
Good.
Oh, wait, what about the Mutilator?
What about it?
Is that a
what are you choosing these from?
Patreon picks.
But what are you asking me? The one, is that the one with the hook?
I don't know. Oh god, no, if it's that, no way.
Wait, why? I think that looks sweet. Well, you already know my vote.
All right, guys. Fucking. You heard it here first. We're going to be watching fucking Gutter Balls. Who is this? Who picked Gutter Balls? Dude, Amanda Kitt. Okay. She's our Canadian fan. She's fucking awesome. She wore our shirt and we're going
to. This is a Canadian movie.
Okay, so we're doing her, but we're going to shit all over this movie that she's probably.
What if you like
it? I'm sorry, Amanda.
Will they bowl with a decapitated head? At some point.
I don't know, because, dude, I just feel, yeah, I know, but Lumberjack Man had to have had a lumberjack in it. And Ghost Ship needed ghosts, but we didn't get any of it. We didn't get shit. We got nothing.
Dude, this budget was... This movie was made for $250,000.
Gutter Balls?
Yes. That's in 2008.
That's a lot of money.
Do you think that's a lot?
Well...
You think that's a lot?
No, I guess not.
Dude, that buys like the camera. Holy shit, I can't wait to watch this.
I think... What was the budget on Lumberjack Man?
Probably like $10 billion.
I don't, dude, 250K, I don't know. I feel like that's a lot.
You feel like that's a lot?
It's a quarter of a million
dollars. 2008? Sean, Ghost Ship was $20 million. $20 million.
Okay. Well,
a quarter of $1 million would literally get you the camera and maybe some space.
Well,
so this has to just take place like one lane. That would rent you like the lane for like the weekend. 250,000. Like, what's a bad taste?
Dude, Bad Taste had like no budget. Clerks was made for like $20,000.
Right. Bad Taste was $30,000 in 1987. Mm-hmm. And it has no budget. Inflation. How do I figure this out?
What movie was this? 2015? What was like independent movies 2015?
This was 2008.
Okay, like let's see what the wrestler. Oh no, because that was like really well made.
$50 billion.
So that was like the new version of independent.
Slumdog Millionaire. Rachel Getting Married.
No, but those are like high end. I guess you're still right though. I want to find like a really. Okay, let's see what Pontypool was.
Okay.
Also Canadian.
Oh, 1.5
million. Oh, so yeah, I guess we have a problem. That's going to be terrible.
Also, Pontypool is set entirely in a basement radio station.
I know. I'm well aware. We keep needing to watch it for our fucking Patreon listeners.
What is the cheapest movie ever made?
Joe, you know what it is. It's fucking one of those shitty Sean video movies.
Yeah, I bet they spent $250,000 on them. Blair Witch Project. All right, the Blair Witch Project was $60,000.
Okay. And they had like free location.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Guess we'll just have to watch and find out.
So,
what are we arguing?
I don't know. Something stupid. All right. So, Paul, hopefully next week, at least 4 weeks, though, of Paul starting in July.
Remember when we called Paul ass up episode?
Yes.
And then I texted him. I was like, hey, call us. And he just responds with a question mark.
We're doing Sorority Babes in the Slime Bowl, Bowlerama, Tourist Trap, Street Trash, and Gutter Balls.
I'm excited for Gutter Balls and Gutter Balls only.
Summer. What was it? Summer.
Summer of 69.
All right, everyone. So that's a wrap for this episode. Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. That's the best way to support the show. We really appreciate it. And if you do, send me an email, sean@ihatehorror.com. If you can support monetarily, go to patreon.com/ihatehorror. Got some new content coming out there for y'all very soon. So check it out. I'm on Twitter at @IHateHorrorShow, Instagram and Snapchat at @IHateHorror.
I'm at JoeV421, Boognish 1985, and Horror Show Joe.
Is that it?
That's it.
I'm tired. All right. So for Joe, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios!
Jesus Christ.
Remember Blinky from Garfield? Hey, kids!
I do.
So I'm going to start doing adios.
Adios!
Everyone will stop listening. Dude, Gutter Balls is going to be fucking terrible.
I can't wait.
Dude, you're such a fucking jerk. And then you're going to sit here and be like, you know what? I can't. I just realized. I should just not listen to you. Because we just had a conversation before the episode. You were like, I do things that make me miserable. like I read people's Twitter feed that I hate, and I like do these things to purposely make myself upset. And that, and I was just about to be like, dude, you pick these movies, and then you sit here and you're like, I fucking hated every minute of it. It was exhausting. I just figured it out. Holy cow, that was weird. God damn it.
Yeah, well.
Well, we've got some good ones before.